Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. We are examining what Muslim believes about Jesus' crucifixion. All right. Muslim scholars generally teach that Jesus was substituted. When he faced arrest and death, they believe God changed the face of someone else, making that man look like Jesus. So when the Jews tried to arrest Jesus, they thought the substitute was Jesus and arrested and crucified him by mistake. The Muslim scholar based their belief in the substitution theory upon one passage in the Quran, which states that they said in boast, "We killed Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them. For of a surety they killed him not, nay, Allah raised him up unto himself." This is the only passage that talks about Jesus' crucifixion. Surah 4, verses 157 to 158. Okay, so we analyzed this substitution theory, and we share with our Muslim friend what kind of God would cause Mary, the mother of Jesus, the most honored woman in the Quran and highly honored in the Bible, what kind of God would cause Jesus' disciples and friends and Mary to suffer in such a way? For they stood at the cross watching the agony of the one whom they thought to be Jesus. We can read that in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciples, John chapter 19. Would God cause Jesus' followers to go through this torturous experience because of an illusion that he himself had orchestrated? Is it reasonable to believe that the faithful and true God would mislead Jesus' devoted disciples by casting Jesus' likeness upon someone else, making another man look like Jesus? It is because the man who hung and died on the cross looked exactly like Jesus that the disciples of Jesus believed and proclaimed Jesus' crucifixion and death. More than 2 billion people today all over the world base their faith on the historicity of the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus. My Muslim friend, is it logical to believe that God would allow the foundation of the Christian faith to be based on a misidentification that God himself orchestrated? Such a theory, which the Muslim scholars believe in and promote and teach, such a theory would make God the author of the biggest hoax in human history. This cannot be, my friend. By nature, God is just. We see that all over the Bible, Old and New Testament. God is holy and does only what is right. God does only what is right. I know that some Muslim teaches that God does whatever he wants. True, we believe that. But all he wants is just and right and true. My Muslim friend, I want you to notice something. Because many times I share Jesus with Muslims and they tell me, no. We reject the crucifixion of Jesus and this is totally denied by Islam. Please recognize that Islam does not entirely deny the story of the crucifixion, as people usually think. According to the teachings of the Muslim scholars, Islam accepts that the Jews plotted to crucify Jesus. Okay, notice that. Islam accepts that Jesus was present on a certain day and that the Jews were seeking to arrest him. Islam accepts that Jesus remained unwavering in loyalty to his mission. He did not escape and was ready to face arrest. Islam accepts that the man arrested appeared to the Jews to look exactly like Jesus. And that the man who died on the cross looked exactly like Jesus. Everyone, Islam accepts that everyone present at the cross recognized the man on the cross to be Jesus. Significantly, the only part of the crucifixion event that most Muslim scholars deny is that the person who died on the cross was actually Jesus. But they acknowledge and they accept everything else the Bible stated. My friend, it is very obvious that the substitution theory does not stand on reasons, evidence, or solid ground. And I want to mention also that there are various Muslim beliefs concerning Jesus' death. When I studied what Muslim scholars teach in view of Surah 4, verses 157-158, yes, the majority of the Muslim scholars believe Jesus did not die at all, but that God lifted him up bodily into heaven, that he ascended alive to heaven. They believe this is how his life on earth ended. However, on the other hand, well-regarded Muslim scholars disagree. They point out surahs in the Quran that record Jesus' death. One such passage is Surah 19, verse 33, which clearly records the death of Jesus. In this passage, Jesus is quoted as saying, "So peace is on me, the day I was born, the day that I die, and the day that I shall be raised up to life again." All right, oh my Muslim friend, it is extremely important to believe that Jesus is the crucified and risen Savior who came to save you from paying the penalty for everything wrong we did. When you believe in him, you will be saved from paying the penalty for your sins. My Muslim friend, this is extremely important. Jesus said, "Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." By rejecting Jesus, my friend, you will be rejecting God, because God gave us Jesus as the only solution to escape paying the consequences for our sins. I encourage you to hear and receive the words of Jesus. Jesus said, "Whoever receives me receives him who sent me." Invite Jesus, my Muslim friend. Any person who are hearing our program right now and you never put your faith in Jesus that he came to save you from the consequences of your sins, that he came to give you eternal life, he came for the forgiveness of your sin, you can, right now, you can repent of your sins. Tell God, "I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to live far from you anymore, God." And you can invite Jesus to come into your heart and put your faith in Jesus alone, my friend, alone, for the forgiveness of your sin. You can pray this prayer after me if you mean it from all your heart. Jesus, I believe in you. that you are my only savior. You are my savior from paying the penalty for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you anymore. I don't want to willingly, intentionally disobey you, God. I want to enjoy your will in my life. I want to enjoy your salvation through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. I would love to congratulate you, send you some free materials. And remember, I am here to serve you. Just love to remind my audience that we are one family, even though we worship in God in different places, but we are one family and we are one team serving our Heavenly Father together. If I can pray with you for your Muslim friend or acquaintances or even for your non-Christian family and the friends, let me know. I would love to agree with you that God will save them, and I would love to give you any advice and guide you to church close to where you live. God's blessings with you. Salam. Peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.